Good morning. On this week's episode of the Debt Free Mom podcast, we're talking about gifts that you can give or receive that will help you spend less in the new year. This week, I'm going to talk about creating contentment. What can we do to create contentment in our homes and in our lives? And what tools might we need in order to do that? So in this series, I've been saying that these are gifts you can give or receive. I want to put a little caveat on gifting cleaning supplies to other people. Make sure you know the person that you're gifting to well and know that something like this would be well received. If you have that person in your life that absolutely loves a good before and after transformation, they love to keep things neat and tidy, they love to maybe refinish furniture or keep things for a long time, then these gifts could be well received by them. If not, you may just want to consider this list of ideas to be things that you could ask for, or maybe if you get a gift certificate, you could use to purchase for yourself. So with that in mind, here is this week's episode on gifts you can give or receive to create contentment with what you already own in the new year. First, I'm going to talk about items in the home, ways to restore, clean, and maintain items in your home. First, let's talk about vacuums. I own three different vacuums, which is a very non-minimalist way to go about vacuuming, but they have very different purposes for me, and so I keep all of them. Number one, I have the original vacuum I got for our wedding off of our registry. It's a Hoover. It is a carpet vacuum. It does not do hard floor. It works phenomenally well. It is 13 years old at this point and still cleans the carpet better than anything I've used. So I keep that for the couple of rooms in our house that are carpeted. Then I have a Bissell Zing, and this vacuum has a very high power suction. It's meant for hard floors. It also can be used as a handheld vacuum for smaller spaces. I put a horsehair bristle brush attachment onto it, and then I vacuum out under the couch or in the car, just small spaces where you can't reach easily. It has such a high power suction that it cleans corners and other hard to reach places really well. It's also small, and so I can take it along with me when I clean houses, and then I also use it to clean out my car. The third vacuum I have is my most recent vacuum. It is a Bissell Icon Pet, and it is a cordless. The reason I got it is because last year, the Instagram account Go Clean Co., she did a giant, essentially a tournament of trying to find the best stick vacuum, the best cordless vacuum out there. She bought all of them. She tested them in her home on hard surfaces, on carpeted surfaces with the attachments. And overall, value for price, this Bissell Pet Icon won her overall top pick for what it did and how much it cost. So I asked for it for my birthday last year and got it. I used Amazon used like new to buy it for a fraction of the new price. Like all rechargeable vacuums, it doesn't have a super long battery life or a super high power suction. However, it was one of the only vacuums she tested that leaves carpet lines when you're vacuuming on carpeted floor because the suction is powerful enough to actually pull the carpet in one direction. So that was one of the reasons I got it, because I could use it on multiple surfaces. It's one of those things that feels silly and has actually made a big difference for me to have a vacuum that I don't need to unwind the cord, plug in, find an outlet, redo the whole process just to move from room to room. The fact that when something spills, I can just grab it from next to the fridge, walk over there, vacuum it quick, and walk away has helped me vacuum more consistently. I think that's one that you could get away with gifting to someone if you know that they like to clean and they have an old corded vacuum that they're fighting with all the time. The kids like to use it because I can make the handle shorter. One con for me of that vacuum is it has a very specific attachment type. I can't use universal attachments on it. If you have followed me for any length of time, you absolutely know the next machine that I am going to talk about, and it is the Bissell Little Green Machine. It is a portable carpet and upholstery cleaner that I cannot believe I went through almost 7 years of parenting without owning it. I use it probably 3 times a month, sometimes for regular maintenance cleaning to keep our couches clean or clean our mattresses. But I also use it anytime there is a spill on anything that is soft. So carpet, cushions, mattress. Both of our vehicles have leather seats, but they have carpet on the floor of them. And over the summer, there was a granola bar that essentially caramelized into our van carpet because it was sitting in the hot summer inside the car. So whatever sugar was in the granola bar literally caramelized to the carpet. I had to use a scraper to get up the bulk of it, and then I used the Bissell little green machine to get the remainder out of it so that stain is completely gone. The way that it lifts set in stains is unmatched to me. Any other attempt to clean carpet or upholstery prior to owning the little green machine was essentially pushing the stain into the fabric as opposed to lifting it. So I had done things before where you spray it and you let it sit and then you try to push a rag onto the stain and hope that it soaks up into the rag, but you're also pushing it down into the surface at the same time. So there's really no way to pull something up if it went through the top layer of fabric and down into the padding or the cushioning, unless you're using a tool that has suction. That is why this little green machine is so different from anything else I've tried on carpets and upholstery. I owned a pair of couches that I got off of Facebook Marketplace for years and years that the fabric was very unforgiving with any kind of stain. Even a water spill would create a giant water ring. And these couches had sewn in cushions. There wasn't anything removable about the cushion or the cover. This little green machine purchase for me was a last ditch effort to keep those couches for a few more years. I had to do 3 or 4 rounds in the little green machine in order to pull up all of these set in water stains, but I could not believe the drastic difference in those couches from before I owned this machine to after. I did try the Bissell solution with it, and I don't like the smell of it, and I didn't feel like it worked as well as hot water and powdered Tide. A little bit, about a teaspoon, I don't measure anything, but about a teaspoon in the hottest water I can get into this machine, and it works its magic every time. The most recent little side quest this little green machine had to go on was to recover a giant oversized Baby Yoda stuffy from a middle of the night puke incident. It is way too large to fit in our washing machine. It doesn't have a cover that comes off, but it was a very beloved Christmas gift of our 6-year-olds two or three years ago, and he sleeps with it every night. And unfortunately, it fell victim to a sick incident, and I was not very confident that I would be able to salvage it. Lo and behold, the little green machine pulled it all right out. There was nothing there. You can't see anything. Even when it dried, it didn't pull up through the padding. It was completely removed by the little green machine. Cars with cloth seats. I have used this on there. The first time I used it on Kyle's cloth seats in his Prius, I had forgotten that the fabric had a pattern on it. And then once I used the little green machine, I was like, oh yeah, these seats actually had a 2-toned pattern to them that was not visible because of how dirty the seats were. So ask for this for Christmas, for your birthday, for Mother's Day. If you have pets or children, or you are prone to spilling and you also have a lot of upholstered surfaces, it's on sale this week. Don't use the expensive solution that they recommend using in a way that you only get 4 uses per bottle. Just use a little bit of powder Tide, hottest water you can get. It is unbelievable. The next one is something I recently got for myself about 3 months ago, and I've been very surprised with how much I have used it. It is a little sewing kit, a repair kit for sewing. I got mine at Walmart. It has probably 20 different colors of thread with it on one side of the box of the kit that has a lid with all the colors of thread. And then if you flip it over, the other side of the box has practically everything you can need to repair a button or a rip or a seam. It has 5 different sizes of needles. It has pins. It has a pair of scissors. It has a seam ripper. I have used this to repair stuffed animals, to repair seams on a shirt of mine, to put a button back on. Just last week, Jude has a coat that has a fleece insert. So it's like a 2-in-1 coat where you can use a jacket or a coat, or it can zip them together. And the little button clasps that hold the 2 jackets together were ripped. So anytime he would take the coat off, the sleeves of the inside jacket came out of the larger jacket. And it was very frustrating for a 6-year-old because that's very hard to put back together. So I pulled this sewing kit out and I sewed the cuffs of the 2 coats together, as well as some stitching on the back tag behind the neck to hold the 2 jackets together. I did it somewhat loosely so that if he wants to have the two jackets separated after the cold of winter, it would be very easy to cut that thread out and use them separately. That is a big ADHD hack, is when I have to gather the supplies from lots of different areas, I'm very unlikely to do it because the task just feels too complex. There's too many steps. When I know that this one kit that I pick up out of the drawer in our dining room has absolutely everything I need to repair something, I can grab it, sit down, repair it, put it back. And it is a one step. It is grab this one thing and you're ready to go. And that has helped me. I've actually enjoyed it. I've actually walked around the house trying to find things that had little rips. If there was a pillow or the kids had clothes that had holes in the knee, I've actually enjoyed gathering those things, sitting down, seeing a tangible product come about as a result of my effort with having something that had a rip in it and no longer has a rip in it. I don't like to sew. I used to own a sewing machine and I got rid of it the year I had my first baby because I was like, there's no way I'm going to be sewing. So I don't enjoy it as like a hobby or an activity, but I do appreciate the ability to fix something that otherwise would have gone out of commission so that I can keep it and create contentment with the things that I already own. So this would be a fun thing. I thought of a preteen, someone who enjoys learning a skill with their hands, could have this and sit down and fix something that they own while watching a movie, or you could offer them things to practice sewing buttons onto shirts. It's a nice thing to just keep on hand and have. You don't know when you're going to need it, but eventually we probably all are going to need a sewing kit. The last one is not something you can buy off of a list, but to create contentment, this would be the perfect time of year to gift yourself or someone else a professional house cleaning. Having someone else clean your house for you before you host, maybe after you host, or gifting it to someone like a new mom or someone who started a new job who's very busy. I would put this in the category of an experience gift. It's something that you don't wrap up, you don't order it on Amazon, but I certainly would appreciate it even more than anything I would be able to find on Amazon. So if you have someone that is maybe hard to buy for, that you want to do something really special, something really meaningful, offering them a house cleaning can be a great way to express your love for them in something that doesn't clutter and something that you don't have to wonder if they're going to like it or not. In my area, it's very common to go on the mom Facebook group in our community or even just the regular community Facebook group and ask if anyone knows someone reliable to clean a house. You don't have to go through a professional company to get a house cleaning. And I've found I myself have been on both ends of that. I have found someone to clean for me before, and I've been the person who has said, I'll clean that for you. So if you're wanting to gift this to yourself and you're not sure where to start or how to find someone reliable, start by asking in a local group. Just ask who they use. Maybe it is a company. Maybe it's not an individual person. Maybe it is a Molly Maid kind of thing, but you'll find who is reliable and does good work in your area and what the price range is for that. If you're not paid once a month, why are you budgeting that way? A monthly budget ignores the fact that sometimes your expenses are due before the next paycheck is available. A pay period budget is built around your unique pay schedules so that your money doesn't feel like a mess. Create an accurate, realistic plan for getting the most out of each paycheck. Get started budgeting by pay period today with the best-selling budget template and mini course from me, Debt-Free Mom. It's available for just $9 at debtfreemom.co/template. I spent years feeling frustrated that my money wasn't working the way it should. It wasn't until I discovered the magic of budgeting by pay period rather than by month that my money started to feel stable. Pay Period Budget Academy is my signature budgeting course that helps hundreds of women take control of their home finances. Join today at debtfreemom.co/PBA and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 20% off your membership. Okay, the second half of my list is related to vehicles. Vehicles are a big care creates contentment area. It's very easy to compare our vehicles to other people, to be unhappy inside our vehicle when we spend a lot of time in it, but it also gets messy so quickly. It can be easy to convince ourselves that we need to replace or upgrade our vehicle if it is starting to feel nasty, get a funky smell to it, have suspicious food on the floor, but there are things that we can do to clean it up and create contentment about our cars. Here are a couple ideas for you to ask for or to give if someone really likes their car and really likes it being neat and clean and looking new and looking shiny. Chemical Guys Leather Cleaner. I use their cleaner and conditioner on leather. First of all, it cleans very well with a balanced pH, so it's not going to destroy the leather or cause marks or cause it to wear down faster. But second, the leather conditioner is something that you rub in and it smells very good. I've tried coming up with what it reminds me of. I think it reminds me of an old Bergner's store, the way it smelled when you would walk into one of those old, like, late 90s department stores. It has a very distinct smell, and that's what I think of every time I use it. It soaks into the leather. It keeps it in good condition, so it's not wearing down. It's going to delay some of those cracks and scratches and discoloration that leather can get. And then it also makes it really shiny smooth. It doesn't make it oily. It doesn't make it slippery. It just makes it smooth. Pro tip, my favorite way to use the leather cleaner and conditioner is on the steering wheel. I had no idea how dirty and grimy and sticky my steering wheel was until I used leather cleaner and conditioner on it, and it felt so nice to drive. It was just like a little spark of joy every time I drive the car. Now I know if my steering wheel is not feeling brand new, shiny, slippery, it's time to use my leather cleaner and conditioner on it again. And as the driver sitting there hauling kids all over Kingdom Come all day long, it's just this little tiny thing that shouldn't feel like it's significant, but it is. And so even if you have cloth seats, but you have a leather steering wheel, leather accessories in your dashboard and things like that, this can be a great way to boost the feel of your car while you're sitting inside of it all day. The second one is actually meant for cleaning out your dryer. It is a dryer vent cleaner kit. It's only $8 on Amazon. It comes with a bristle brush that is adjustable that you can move the shape of in order to clean down into the dryer vent and pull up some stuck lint. And then the second thing it comes with is a universal adapter vacuum attachment that ends in a very narrow opening, but it's completely flexible. It's this long blue tube that's very flexible and can be shoved into tiny spaces. So that's why I am mentioning it while I'm talking about creating contentment with our cars, because cars have so many hard to reach, or not just hard to reach, but impossible to reach areas that have crumbs, that have dust, that have hair, that have dirt, that have leaves, especially anywhere that our feet are sitting. So those little metal brackets that our car seats click into, and then they have a little pocket underneath them and they fill up, and it's like you try to shove your vacuum attachment down there, but it doesn't actually reach it. And so even though you just cleaned your car, you're still seeing crumbs everywhere. I use this flexible dryer vent attachment to shove it into those areas. Sometimes I just put it like under a seat and I can't even see where it's at. I just swing it back and forth and I'll hear the perfect, lovely ASMR vacuum sound of crumbs and other things coming up through the tubes. And so I know that I'm getting stuff under the seats. It's also great for car seats, for sticking it between the padding and the back of the car seat where all the goldfish live and putting it under there, and you'll hear all of those come up. It's good for cup holders. It's good for the dashboard, like between some of the gear shifters or knobs. Although it's intended for dryers, and that's what I originally bought it for, I started using it in vehicles when I was detailing cars. So helpful in getting some of that, just like I said, that stuff that the vacuum didn't reach otherwise. I know when I go to the car wash and use the vacuums outside the car wash, that hard plastic handle that they have on their vacuums is also shaped in a curved way and not flexible. So there are definitely areas in my van that I just can't use that for. And in those cases, I use the dryer vent cleaner. Another small one, another way to create some contentment in your car is to have a car trash can. Yes, they make these. Yes, they are different than other trash cans. Yes, they are better than a Walmart sack hanging off your seat. I've tried it. I've tried both ways, the Walmart sack hanging in the back and filling up the side panels of your door with garbage versus having a car trash can. The car trash can has buckles on it that can be attached to places. It has a elastic opening at the top so that you can put your hand in to put garbage in there, but it stays smaller so that things aren't going to fall out as much. And then you can stick small bags inside of it so that it's easy to empty it. I don't know about you, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, but my car tends to fill up with trash easily. Wrappers, receipts, school papers, just random things all over the car. And when there is a dedicated assigned garbage can, we do a lot better of keeping the trash in there. Or if we arrive somewhere, I can say, all right, everybody pass up their trash to me. And then it goes in the trash can and it just keeps the van from having trash all over the floor all the time. Not ever. It is there, but if we have a way and a dedicated place to put it, it does help keep the car neater. Even if we don't realize it, opening our van doors day after day and seeing granola bar wrappers and sucker sticks and corners teared off of pages, seeing that all over the floor does create discontentment. Even if we don't necessarily identify that's the one reason that we're feeling that, it certainly adds to a level of discontentment. And we can trick ourselves into believing a new car wouldn't end up looking like that. When in reality, if we put all of the same people and all of the same habits out of a 2005 vehicle and put them into a 2025 vehicle, it's going to look the same. The floor is going to get just as dirty. Your yard is just as muddy. You eat just as often. You purchase things and get a receipt just as regularly. Doing things that create contentment regardless of what vehicle we own are going to create lasting impact as opposed to replacing the vehicle, which is a very temporary form of contentment. And the last thing on this list is similar to the last thing on the house list, which is to gift someone a car detail or to do it yourself. If you are reasonably good at cleaning out vehicles or cleaning anything, this would be something that you would not have to spend money on in order to gift to someone. So this would be a perfect thing for a sister or a parent or someone who you're like, they don't really need anything, but I could do something to create some contentment in their life or create some joy in their life. Offering to either get their vehicle detailed or to detail it yourself can be a great way to give them joy at the holiday season without it being something that comes in a package. And again, if you can do it yourself, it can be someone that you can cross off your list without ordering something for. I think going to those Facebook groups, those community groups, and asking who has a reliable recommendation for someone who details locally, maybe you're on top of cleaning your house and having someone else come in and clean your house is not as big of a deal for you, but you can't ever seem to get to your car or to get to it well enough to actually feel like it got really clean, then gifting yourself a car detail maybe right before or right after a long road trip to see family in the holidays could be a nice little gift that you can do for you to start 2025 out with a clean vehicle that feels new without buying a new car. If you're interested in doing that for yourself, either as a one-time thing or an ongoing thing, just remember that the Debt-Free Mom Car Detailing Guide is only $7 and includes a very detailed step-by-step list of exactly how I clean a vehicle top to bottom so that it looks so nice and new inside. I include the products that I use, but I also include alternatives if you don't want to get those. And then there are some YouTube tutorial videos showing some of the tasks that are maybe less common cleaning tasks, like conditioning leather or using the Bissell Little Green Machine on seats and carpets. So that is what I have this week for gifts that can help you create contentment in your home and in your car. Next week, the third and final episode of this series will be gifts you can give or receive related to self-care and entertainment and fun for the family. Thanks for listening to the Debt-Free Mom Podcast. If you want to join me as a guest on the show, go to dfmpodcast.com. The Debt-Free Mom Podcast is hosted by me, Carly Hill, and is produced, edited, and mixed by Kyle Hill. Music for this episode was written by Kyle Hill. Hit subscribe wherever you're listening to join in with every new episode as we grow our confidence and contentment in our personal finances.
Movement has the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics. Be the good gifter this year. Shop 30 to 60% off now at Movement.com and enjoy fast and free shipping. That's MVMT.com.